This is Mind Food Radio, smart thinking.
In this segment, we're going to be talking about a topic that, well, we've heard a lot about, but we really don't know how bad things are out there. And we're talking about asbestos as we lead into Asbestos Awareness Week. And I have Professor Nico van Zandwijk about to join us, and he's going to be talking to us about the built-up environment, our homes, more or less, and places probably where we work. The director of the Asbestos Disease Research Institute he is, and he's the world expert on asbestos. Professor, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
How serious is asbestos in Australia?
Now, asbestos is very serious in Australia. Australia is one of the countries with the heaviest use of asbestos in the past. It was a cheap and durable building material. And as you said, it is... houses are and buildings are contaminated when they were built before the 1980s, and so we'll have to be very careful when those buildings, houses are being renovated or demolished, because asbestos fibers come into the air and may damage our health.
Now, Professor, Australians love home renovating. They love demolishing and they love rebuilding and refurbing. I suppose a lot of people may have already been affected.
Yeah, that's true. A recent overview within the Australian Mesothelioma Registry shows that a significant proportion of the recent cases are not elicited by occupational exposure, but just by things like home renovation or car maintenance.
Now tell me, when it comes to renovating homes, and look, I've done this and my mates have done this as well, we've probably already been exposed to it, but how do you know what is asbestos and what isn't?
Now that's a very important question. Sometimes asbestos-containing materials are very difficult to recognize, and so if you're contemplating and renovating your house, please ask an expert. And in the council, there are experts, and you should seek a certified expert to check if your house or building is containing asbestos. It's sometimes very difficult. I think most of us will know fibro, the fibro walls, but there are many more products which contain asbestos.
Is it a myth, and this is something we've always been told, or we hear it a lot outside in the media world, that if you don't touch it, it's fine?
That is roughly a right statement. Mm. So if you don't touch your fibro wall, there won't be asbestos fibers. But some of the asbestos-containing materials are weathering. For instance, asbestos-containing corrugated roof plates. Mm-hmm. They may leave fibers behind or in the gutters. And so be careful.
Mm-hmm. Now, what happens, God forbid, if you find out you have asbestos problems with your health?
That is too late, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So think preventive. Mm. Be aware, because as soon as you have inhaled those fibers, there is actually not an effective way to eliminate those fibers. Fibers, they go into the airways, they travel through the lung, and they reach the surface of the lung, and then after many years of chronic inflammation, they cause that difficult diseases such as mesothelioma. Mm. And so prevention is number one.
Well, look, Professor Nico van Zandwijk, thank you very much for joining us today. We've been talking asbestos. Asbestos Awareness Week is around the corner. He's the director of the Asbestos Disease Research Institute and the world expert on asbestos. And of course, the website's called Think Smart, Think Asbestos. Professor, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.